Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible during this Advent season. Today we're going to look at Luke chapter 1, verses 67 through 75. This is the first part of Zechariah's prayer after John the Baptist was born. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham to grant us, that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days." Zechariah had not been able to speak for 9 months. With the birth of his son, John, his tongue was set free, and he begins to sing a song of praise. The first part of the song celebrated the coming of Jesus, the promised Messiah. The second part of the song celebrated the role his son would play in preparing the way for Jesus. So let's consider the first part of Zechariah's song. First, God has come. The word translated "has come" means to visit. In Jesus, God came to earth to visit us. Secondly, Zechariah says God came to redeem. The word "redeem" means to buy back, to rescue. An example of redemption in the Old Testament was when God rescued Israel from slavery in Egypt and set them free. Zechariah knew that God was visiting man in order to rescue mankind from sin and to set us free. And in Jesus, God provided his great mercy to man. God came not only to redeem, but he came to rescue. God promised to send a deliverer, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago. In Jesus, this promise was fulfilled. Jesus came to rescue us from the world, from our sin, from the devil, and from death itself. God came, and he came to redeem us, to rescue us, and he came to enable us to serve. Jesus provided the way for man to serve God without fear and in holiness and righteousness. Lord Jesus, thank you for taking on flesh and coming to the earth to live among us. Thank you for redeeming us, rescuing us, allowing us to serve you. Thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. So parents, good theology starts at home. Teach your children the theological truths of redemption and salvation, holiness and righteousness found in these passages. Share with us the way you explain these truths in an age-appropriate way. I know that's not an easy task, but let's share with each other and we can learn together. Any helpful resources that you use, we can also share. Just email us at prayer@ronmoore.org. Prayer@ronmoore.org.